Hi there, my name is Jennifer King Thompson. King is my Aboriginal name. I'm a Nyiampa woman and I was born on Gadigal land. I felt extremely responsible for doing what I did on the map with everybody helping, trying to get that place cleaned up. Because they're not there, those old people, you know. But they're there. And, they're there as strong as ever. But I'm so proud of everybody, you know, really, who have contributed so much to bring it looking good but also functioning well. And the Cook's River isn't as filthy as it was before. So, you know, everybody, the mud crab mob and all the little groups as well, and the Cook's River Alliance, everybody can see that water is important for life in general, and we should respect that and not just use it as a dumping ground. And we don't have to get into what was dumped in the Cook's River. But anyway, it's all it's an education. Not everybody knows everything. And it's about educating the community to be more mindful of how they go about their businesses and also with the recycling and all that sort of thing and residents. That's another thing. This must be in it. We as Aboriginal people, for many, 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 many years, a lot of us have been so focused on basically surviving day-to-day stuff. Full stop. Our health needs, we've got to get food in the fridge, we've got to pay our electricity bill, we've got to find a place to live. That's all been heavily on our minds for so long. So all your focus is on food and belly, roof over your head, paying your bills. And anything other than that is a bonus. So I think that's what basically that is. When some who are able to then look at other ways of helping each other, you know, our communities, our environment, cultural revival, all those sort of things. That particular time in history, in the 90s, when that's all started, was the right time for it to happen, because then some of us were more able, because we had a job. We had a roof over our head. Uncle Lester, bless him, and the manager, they went to Mitchell Library and they were looking at the Cook's River and council area history. So they got the maps, and the maps, all Aboriginal names, all Aboriginal names for different places, all Aboriginal names. Next one, European names. Just like that.